Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night, and you know exactly what that means. It's time for The Real Conversation with Shayna Thornton. Let's talk America with hosts. Shayna Thornton is your radio talk show spotlighting the critical issues of today. She is certain to feature expert guests and celebrities each and every Tuesday night. She is a celebrated newspaper columnist, popular blogger, and award-winning radio talk show personality who has a passion for groundbreaking discussions. Here she is. Let's welcome the one and only, the engaging host for the national show. Please give it up for Shayna Thornton.
Good Tuesday evening, everyone, and welcome to your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. Of course, I am Shayna, and I'm excited and honored that you are with us this Tuesday night. It is August 25th, 2015, and you are in for one amazing show tonight. If you don't know, you should know that LTA, Let's Talk America, aims to address the issues and concerns that matter to you. We feature exclusive conversations with celebrities, leading experts, or relevant people, because we want to spotlight the topics that matter to you. That is so important. I can't emphasize that enough. And tonight's show is one special show. I know we have a lot of sports fans out there, in particular the NBA. And some years ago, you may remember an amazing legendary basketball player by the name of Dominique Wilkins. Many called him the human highlight film. He is with me tonight. We have an exclusive one-on-one interview where all is on the table. We're going to talk about the current game of basketball, the NBA today. We're going to talk about his legacy. We're also going to talk about health, because he is very committed and passionate about making sure everyone of all communities have the opportunity to take care of themselves. We're going to focus in on diabetes tonight. So message all of your family, friends, and colleagues, diabetics and non-diabetics alike, sports fans and non-sports fans alike. We have a very relevant and timely conversation, again, with the one and only Dominique Wilkins, okay? Before we get started, I want to encourage everyone to connect with us on the social media outlets, hashtag LTA, and that will connect you across the board. If you're on Twitter, our handle there is SS Thornton, okay? So do connect with us, and you can go to one-stop shop website where you can connect with us on any social media outlet you want. If you want to send a message, want to know more about future show topics or guests, simply visit www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. Again, that website is www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com. All right, everyone, let's officially kick the show off tonight. It's Tuesday, August 25th. Let everyone know you're listening in. LTA is on. Let's get it.
Hi, my name is Dawnice Myers. I'm the Wellness Director of Life, Sport, Work, Performance, and Fitness. Are you looking for a coach or a trainer to help you reach your fitness and wellness goals? Well, we have the perfect platform for the busy person who needs the convenience to access training and coaching 24/7. The personal attention to specifically meet your needs and your busy schedule. And of course, a buddy to hold you accountable and to keep it fun and motivated so that you just stick with it. We work with companies, organizations, community groups, and individuals to develop your wellness program. Start your first fitness challenge today for only $20 a month. Visit our website at www.lswfitness.com or call us at 678-607-5579. Again, that's www.lswfitness.com or call us at 678-607-5579. Let's get fit and stay fit.
Greetings, I'm Sean Gilliland, etiquette consultant and author of the Success with Etiquette Book of Etiquette. Do you know how to make a proper introduction? Would you like to learn new techniques on how to communicate effectively to advance your career or increase your clientele? The Success with Etiquette Book of Etiquette teaches you the intricacies of etiquette that will sharpen your business acumen, making you and your ideas more appealing to clients and employers. Did you know social skills often take more time to learn than technical ability? Employers place as much or more emphasis on personality. With the Success with Etiquette Book of Etiquette, you will learn valuable business and social etiquette skills to enhance your professional image, polish your communication skills, and build your brand with positive first impressions to gain a competitive edge. The Success with Etiquette Book of Etiquette will help you avoid unconscious mistakes that sabotage your corporate image, profitable alliances, and reputation. The book benefits all professional levels, including children and young adults, because the principles of proper etiquette never changes. Enjoy a great book the whole family can read together while learning business and social etiquette skills you can use in the boardroom and beyond. Visit successwithetiquette.com for your copy of the Success with Etiquette Book of Etiquette. And to learn more about our exciting books and programs, contact area code 202-352-3166.
A special thank you to all of our national partners and sponsors. Your support makes all of the difference. And of course, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge all of our loyal weekly listeners, those who tune in with us live every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I would love to recognize those who go back and listen to the replay podcast. You mean so much to us. Also, those who listen in the next day on Wednesday morning or a Sunday morning on their way to church, or perhaps Sunday evening when they're working out. We appreciate you going back and listening to the podcast, because after all, staying informed is a powerful action to take. And of course, we deliver real news talk for real people here at Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. Well, everyone, get ready, because we are about to get into In the News. Of course, it is our segment, our new segment that's been widely popular and a hit with so many of our listeners. Well, we highlight and spotlight the trending topics that matter to you. And of course, we have taken it to television. We are now collaborating with SCB Television News, which of course is out of Georgia. They cover the Atlanta Southern Crescent area. So we are on television also, but we're happy to be with you on the radio too. So thanks for all of the support out there. We are set to deliver In the News for the week of August 24th, 2015. In the news, medical news for our 39th president. 39th President Jimmy Carter has advanced stage melanoma. The Georgia native, who is 90 years old, will undergo aggressive treatment that includes radiation and a new drug approved just last year. He had learned in May that he had a small mass on his liver and opted to have the elective surgery to remove it on August 3rd. Tests after the liver surgery revealed that the cancer was melanoma. An MRI did reveal there were 4 spots of melanoma on his brain. His doctors have said the small spots were about 2 millimeters in size. The 90-year-old humanitarian had a major book tour planned this year to promote his newly released book titled A Full Life, Reflections at 90. In the news, former Subway spokesperson in big trouble. Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogel is expected to plead guilty to charges related to possession of child pornography and to crossing state lines to pay for sex with minors. The sandwich chain immediately suspended its long-term relationship with Fogel earlier this year after investigators raided his Indiana home. The raid came more than 2 months after the executive director of the Jared Foundation was arrested in Indianapolis on federal child pornography charges. If the plea is accepted by the court, the government agrees to recommend less than 13 years in prison for Fogel. The 37-year-old will pay restitution to the 14 victims who were secretly photographed in the images possessed by him or whom he had paid for inappropriate relations. Each victim will receive $100,000, funds intended for counseling, support, and other necessary assistance. On the same day the indictment and plea deal became known, Fogel's wife released a statement through attorneys saying she wanted to end the marriage. In the news, a first in Saudi Arabia. For the first time in the history of Saudi Arabia, women can now register to vote. According to reports, women will be able to vote and run in elections held in December for this year. Official voter registration begins August 22nd, and candidate registration begins on August 30th. Women will participate in elections at the municipal level only. The December election will be the first opportunity for women to vote since a 2011 order by Kim Abdullah that granted women some opportunities for political participation. Abdullah has since passed away. The deceased leader issued a royal decree in 2013 mandating the Consultative Council, a royally appointed body that advises the king, to be at least 20% women. And finally, in the news, is Tom Brady's legacy in question? As New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady looks to appeal his four-game suspension handed to him by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for deflating footballs, some are wondering if the superstar quarterback's legacy is in question. Let's Talk America Radio had the opportunity to catch up with celebrated sports analyst Mike Bako to talk more about the pending case, Floyd Mayweather, and boxing, and finally, the NBA. In particular, we're going to highlight the human highlight film, retired player Dominique Wilkins. We have the one and only, the very popular television personality, Mike Bako, is on with us. Of course, he is a renowned sports analyst. He is an expert on many areas. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, I want to get right to it. Tom Brady, it doesn't seem that this whole issue with deflating the balls, it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. I know he and the NFL seem to be back and forth. You know, where are we right now with this whole ordeal? Because it seems to have gotten very legal lately.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very legal. And we're in somewhat of a holding pattern right now. The lawyers are involved, and anytime you have lawyers involved, they need to earn their fees. So they are going back and forth. Certainly, the commissioner is really standing his ground, and he's not really offering Brady anything in the way of arbitration or lessening the suspension. So right now, it's at four games. It's pretty tough for both sides to come to an agreement, considering that the NFL and Commissioner Goodell wanted to stand at four games, and Brady doesn't think he did anything wrong and won't settle for anything less than 0 games. So that's where we stand right now. We're at this impasse where Brady doesn't think he did anything wrong. The NFL certainly wants to uphold this four-game suspension, so we're at an impasse.
Well, you know, Mike, we have a diverse audience that listens to the show, and we do have listeners from Boston, and I know I don't want to insult their team, and I don't want to talk about their quarterback, but, you know, I'm talking about me, for instance, and I'm not a sports analyst like you, but when I read through the paperwork that has been, of course, now in focus for the media, it seems like he tore up or destroyed a cell phone that supposedly, I guess, there were texts between he and the equipment person who worked for, of course, the football team. Yeah, it seems a little suspicious from an outsider point of view. Of course, I'm not the biggest Boston fan, so I want to be fair, but is there a smoking gun here?
Well, it possibly could have been a smoking gun if this was a court of law.
Okay.
And what we're dealing with here is arbitration, and we're dealing with union versus a player. So there's no court of law where they could get a court order to get Brady's cell phone records. So basically, the phone that he destroyed, his camp's theory is, hey, I'm Tom Brady, I'm a super famous guy, I'm married to possibly an even more famous woman.
Okay.
I don't want people knowing what's on my text messages. So when he gets a new phone, you know, he's probably on the Verizon family plan, you know, he's got to save some money, Brady, and he decided to destroy his phone. According to his agent, according to his people, he does this once a year, whenever he gets a new phone, he doesn't want any of the information possibly falling into the wrong hands. So, yes, it seems incriminating. It seems like something that a guilty person would do, but he's also under no obligation to show that phone to the NFL or to its investigators.
You know, Mike, do you think this whole ordeal, okay, and of course there are a lot of Boston fans who are saying, hey, you know, or New England fans, he didn't do anything wrong, and there are some people outside of the New England area who are saying he didn't do anything wrong also. I want to make that clear. But does this have an impact in any shape or form on his legacy? Because I would only imagine it has to a certain degree.
Here's the thing. With Brady, it's the Super Bowl. You look at how many Super Bowls he's won. He's won 4 Super Bowls. He's the golden boy. You're ultimately going to look at the performance on the field. And quite frankly, it's tough to make an argument that anyone is a better quarterback than him all time. We're in a 24th cycle, so right now this is what everyone is focused on. But you know what? Even if he does serve the 4-game suspensions, come the playoffs, if the Patriots are in the playoffs, Brady's going to have his normal numbers. I think this is going to be an afterthought. I certainly think 5 years from now, or whenever he retires, if we even look 10, 15 years down the road, every quarterback, if you look at their splice of what was going on during their career, it's like, oh, he'll never be able to overcome this. And you know what? 5, 10 years down the road, you look at his entire legacy, you look at the highlights of it, and you're going to be watching the highlights of the Super Bowl, and that's what you're going to remember.
Okay, let's change gears right now, Mike. Let's talk about boxing, because we have a lot of fans that love boxing. Of course, we've got a lot of fans that are Mayweather fans, and also Pacquiao. You know, what's next for Mayweather? I think now he no longer technically has the belt in his possession because some sort of dispute with the boxing authorities over a licensing fee, right?
Yeah, basically, no belt because of that licensing fee. His next fight coming up is going to be against Andre Berto. Not exactly the Pacquiao Mayweather level of interest, which was at an all-time high, not only for ticket prices, but interest and people buying the fight on pay-per-view and the pay-per-view, the actual amount of money that people were paying. So this fight against Berto is going to be, I wouldn't call it a blip on the radar, but it's not going to have anywhere close to the interest or the excitement lead up as his fight against Pacquiao did. And quite frankly, all of those people that were brought to the fight, they left thinking, like, what on earth did we spend our money for? It was basically a boring fight. It was a good nuts and bolts boxing match exhibition by Mayweather, but it wasn't what the casual fan wanted to see. So you just look at it objectively, and Mayweather is so far head and shoulders above all of his competitors. This fight against Berto is going to be just basically a blip on the screen, a blip on the radar, a payday for him, and certainly good notoriety and good publicity for Berto, but I don't think he has much of a shot.
You know, the Money Team fighter has an impeccable boxing record, without question. But now that he's fought Pacquiao, and some would argue, Mike, as you know, that he didn't necessarily perhaps fight Pacquiao in Pacquiao's prime time. You know, is there anything really left for Mayweather to do? Or do you think eventually boxing fans are a little tired out or sort of burnt out of the Money Team's guy?
Well, Mayweather is one of those guys that his goal is to retire as the greatest fighter ever. So really the only way to get into that conversation is retire with an undefeated record. And right now he is undefeated. Every boxer is just one punch away from a gigantic upset.
Yes.
And I just think the idea of him leaving on his own terms, you see so many fighters leaving well past their prime, way too many punches. Mayweather, you just know it from his personality and the people that he hangs out with. He wants to enjoy life and live life. And boxing isn't the be-all and end-all for him. And basically right now, without Pacquiao, there is no other fighter up there anywhere close to his stature that he could put the time and energy into training for. There's really no one on the horizon for him.
You know, I want to talk about really quick. He said he does want to be considered the greatest boxer of all time. You know, I'm in the age group with Mayweather, a little younger, but, you know, I still have the name Muhammad Ali. That resonates with me, and you can blame my dad for that, Mike. But, you know, do you ever think people will say, hey, Mayweather's name belongs with Muhammad Ali, or not quite? Because, after all, he's not a heavyweight boxer.
He's not a heavyweight boxer. He never really had that signature fight. You mentioned, you know, in your great question earlier, where you mentioned he fought Pacquiao well past Pacquiao's prime, well past when everyone wanted to see the fight. So you look at a guy like Muhammad Ali, not only for what he did inside the ring, but outside of the ring, but he had so many signature fights. He had the George Foreman fight. He had the Joe Lewis fight. He had all of these fights that you could point to as legacy fights, and Mayweather really has had none of that. The thing that the fight against Pacquiao is going to be remembered for is how boring it was. So he's going to be remembered more for the money that he makes than for the actual fight. It's undeniable that he's an amazing fighter, but he's just not a fighter that's going to have that legacy because he does not have those moments.
Lastly, before you leave us, Mike Baco, we've got to talk about Dominique Wilkins. As you know, we have an exclusive one-on-one that will air in a few minutes with him, who is a phenomenal athlete. You know, when it comes to the name Dominique Wilkins, what legacy comes up in your head?
When I think of Dominique Wilkins, he was right in the prime of me watching basketball as a youth. And your eyes would widen when you saw the things that he did on the court. Yes, Michael Jordan flew through the air, scored more than he did, won more championships. But Dominique did it with a gift that he threw down. The fact that he really didn't have the great teammates that Michael Jordan had or a Larry Bird or a Magic Johnson. And every game was a struggle for him trying to bring the Hawks across the finish line. So his legacy, he's not going to have the championship ring, but he's a human highlight film. When you look at the great dunkers right now, they don't hold a candle to what Dominique was able to bring to the court. And that, and he was doing it in the heyday of basketball in the 80s. He was doing it against Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Karl Malone. I mean, you can't forget, no one could ever forget the playoff duel that he had with Larry Bird in 1988, the fourth quarter, 40 points, everyone going back and forth, him and Bird. They ended up losing that game and that series, but he's going to just be remembered as an amazing athlete, an amazing player, and a guy that did just so much with his talent and so much with the team that surrounded him.
Thank you, Mike. We'll have you back on soon.
Absolutely. Thanks. My pleasure.
Our weekly In the News segment always spotlights the issues that matter to you, and we like to keep it versatile, so do stay with us, okay? Next week, we'll have In the News with new topics, and maybe we'll have another featured guest. Big thanks to sports analyst Mike Bako. He's great. All right, everyone, keeping with tradition, let's quickly review our quote of today. And the quote of today comes from the one and only Albert Einstein, the great thinker, who once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." Again, scientist Albert Einstein once said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." You know, that statement speaks for itself, and it's very true. It's very simple, and yet it's so obvious at the same point. You know, if we are confronting change, if we need to make the change, be it professionally, personally, if it's a situation that we're supposed to offer our input in, may we use our minds and be logical, but also offer a little bit of creativity to it and originality where we can think outside of the box to solve it. After all, we know we'll hit bumps in the road. Life is not about the bumps. It's about what you do with the bumps. So I wish and hope that you go over those bumps with a lot of hope. Okay? So keep pushing ahead. All right, everyone. LTA, Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton. We're excited to feature an exclusive conversation with the one and only NBA legend, NBA Hall of Famer, the human highlight film, whatever you want to call him, Dominique Wilkins. Was a great in the NBA some years ago. We're going to bring in our conversation right now because we're not going to hold you any longer. But right now, we'll ask you to message all of your family and friends. Hashtag LTA if you're on Instagram, Twitter, Google+. If you're on Facebook, wherever you're on, Pinterest, let others know that you're listening to Let's Talk America right now. We're keeping you informed with the relevant people of our times. Right now, we're putting the spotlight on the one and only Hall of Famer, Dominique Wilkins.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Listeners of your national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with your host, Shayna Thornton. Of course, it's Tuesday night. And you know, NBA All-Star Dominique Wilkins has always been larger than life. And now he's been immortalized with a statue outside of Atlanta's own Phillips Arena, home of his former team, the Atlanta Hawks. And of course, this is a national show, but many of you know we are based in Atlanta Metropolitan. You know, but the NBA great and giant has another team that's near and dear to his heart. Dominique Wilkins joins us this Tuesday night to talk about diabetes and his diabetes dream team. How are you, Dominique, and welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am awesome. Honored to have you on. Of course, your legacy speaks for itself. You have to tell me this. What has it been like this year? It's been quite an intriguing year. And how was it watching your team, the Atlanta Hawks, of course, go as far as they did in the playoffs?
Oh, it was a great year. It was a fun year. These guys did a great job of really buying into Coach Budenholzer's system. And they should be very proud of what they accomplished. 60 wins, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Couldn't have been a better year.
Wow, you're right, and it's a tough game. You know, outside of basketball, we understand that diabetes education has really been a big area of focus for you. Of course, it's a topic near and dear to our heart here at Let's Talk America. We love featuring important and critical health segments. Tell me this, Dominique. You know, tell us more about the diabetes diagnosis. You're a personal diagnosis, and was it a shock given your very athletic and successful career?
Well, diabetes is very hard to detect when you're in great shape. And so, you know, at the end of my career, when I found out I was diabetic, of course, I was very shocked about that. But again, I didn't want to sit back and dwell on why this happened, why me. I had to be proactive and really start to get back to some things I used to do with diet, exercise, and unfortunately at that time, medication. So I kind of embraced it, and that's why the relationship with Novo Nordisk is so important to me, because we've launched a national program called the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website, where people can get detailed information and options. And, you know, it becomes a personal bout, too, because the bout that I have with diabetes, I had to build a relationship with my doctor, because when my pill wasn't getting me to my goal, we sat down and built a program that worked for me.
Wow, I love it. You know, what I also love is that here you have a celebrity such as yourself, a world-class athlete. Dominique Wilkins, of course, is on Let's Talk America. But Dominique, you have been very open and sincere about your journey with diabetes. You know, we have listeners that are based in America and also overseas. And a lot of times when individuals get diagnosis such as diabetes, which is very common, a lot of times the factor of denial will come up. And I believe to a certain degree, Dominique, it's a human component. You know, talk to our listeners right now who may say, you know, the doctor is saying I have diabetes, or in the South, he may say I have some sugar issues, if you will. But you know what? I'm not accepting that label. I don't want to confront that. And some of that, I believe, is based in fear. But here you have you, Dominique, you faced it. You've got control of it by working with your medical provider. Talk to our listeners about the component of denial and fear.
Well, you got to get over the denial, because diabetes is a serious problem. Once you accept it, that you have diabetes, because my theory is this, you know, having a little sugar or pre-diabetic is almost saying like you're a little pregnant. Either you have diabetes or
that's
you
right.
So, you know, once you accept it and you embrace it, it's a very manageable disease. People have to get over the fear of what they don't understand. Mm. Educate themselves. That's why we are encouraging people to enter our sweepstakes, where they can spend some time with me next year at a diabetes conference to help build their own game plan and get it on track. So it's very important that people understand this disease and embrace it. It's not a curse.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a road that you go over around.
You know, Dominique, you seem so adamant, and you are obviously confronting and approaching diabetes with such a viciousness that is great and ideal. Do you think it likely the inspiration comes from being such a world-class competitive athlete from, you know, just a few years ago, that you're taking that same attitude and putting it into your journey with diabetes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just looking at it as another opponent that I compete with, and if I compete with it the right way and managing it, I'm winning, and I've been doing that for 16 years, and I've embraced the fact that I have diabetes, because now I look at my health a lot differently, and that's why what we're doing now with our Dream Team, launching this website, the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website, to give people these options is very important, because people need to educate themselves on diabetes, continue to educate themselves, because the only way you're going to manage it is to understand it and be willing to accept it. And once you do that, it's not that difficult to live with.
You know, I like to equate so much of diabetes with anything that you do in life. For instance, you were a basketball player. There were things you had to do to continue to be at the top of your game, practice constantly. And with diabetes, I'd imagine, Dominique, you would also echo that it's important to check the blood sugar, right? You know, do the things that the doctor is saying, you know, go walking or take some part in some sort of athletic activity to try to keep the weight down if possible, right? It's the same viciousness to say I'm going to be a world-class athlete to combat diabetes?
Well, the first thing I think as a patient, what you should do is sit down with your doctor and build a treatment plan to stay on track.
Yes.
And I do think you have to have, well, I know you have to have a physical activity component. You got to have a diet component working alongside your medication.
That's right.
And everybody has to devise something that works for them.
Yes.
As far as exercise. Because, you know, you got some people older, some people younger. So you got to find something that fits you that doesn't put a whole lot of stress on your body. So you have to sit down with your physician to build that treatment plan.
That's That's right. And, you know, obviously a lot of our listeners know that we have covered the topics before, diabetes being one of them. And I know, Dominique, you would also echo that every patient is not alike. So what works for Dominique Wilkins, world-class athlete, may not work for Shayna, may not work for Becky or Joe. Everyone's different. And like you said, Dominique, that's why it's so important to get with your medical provider and come up with that custom plan, right?
That's the most important thing. Don't be afraid to build a relationship with your physician, because once you get screened and you have a blueprint of your health, you know how to treat it if something goes wrong. So that relationship is very important. And again, when you have the resources out here as far as educational, when you got the DiabetesDreamTeam.com website,
yes,
we have our sweepstakes where you can win an opportunity to come and hang out with me and build a better plan to stay on track. All these things working together helps you manage this disease.
Wow, great information. Again, it's Tuesday night. Let's Talk America is putting the spotlight on a celebrity athlete and also diabetes advocate, Dominique Wilkins. Before you leave us, Dominique, I've got to ask this. I've got to turn the tables for basketball some. You know, you played obviously with some giants and greats, you being a giant and great in the game yourself. You look at the game today. I've got to ask, do you think the game today is just as tough or not as tough as when you played?
That's always the question people ask, and every era is different.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, people compare the eras. I don't really like comparisons, but the era we played in was physical. I mean, that's an understatement. And it was very skilled, and we got big guys, and very fast. It was a very fast game.
Okay.
Back then. But every era is different. You know, that was a brutal era.
And yes.
Point, that's probably the best era.
You know, you obviously, you're still a young man, but when you look back at your legacy, right, you know, what do you think of your basketball legacy? Because to the rest of the world, it's monumental, it's giant, but what do you think about it?
I think I won't say underrated, but I don't really think they realize what I did as a player until after I retired. So I think that my peers understand and know that I've always laid it on the line, and I've played the best of my ability. And,
beautiful.
And I got rewarded for that this year with the statue.
Yeah.
And now I use basketball as a stepping stone to do something bigger, and that's diabetes. So continue to go to our website, people, the diabetes.com website, and get the information you need to manage your disease.
I love it. Dominique Wilkins, of course, a celebrity, and using his status to help individuals, for he's spreading information, awareness about diabetes. Last question before you get out of here. There may be a young man, a young woman listening to this show, Dominique, and, you know, they may say, hey, I want to be like Dominique Wilkins. I am an aspiring athlete, an aspiring vocalist, an aspiring journalist, a business owner. You know, maybe they don't come from what they think the ideal family is in terms of finances, or maybe parents don't have the top-notch education. What's your advice for these young people that just want to make it, Dominique?
Well, the best advice I give you, stay focused and work on the thing you're weakest at. That's going to make you a better all-around person, a better all-around athlete, and it'll get you to the level of success you want to get to, and never quitting on yourself, and never listen to people tell you what you can't do.
Stay focused and stay focused. Thank you, Dominique Wilkins. We appreciate all you do. Your friend here at Let's Talk America.
Thank you.
What an amazing and informative conversation again with the one and only Dominique Wilkins. Certainly appreciate his time here on LTA Let's Talk America. Well, everyone, you have to join us next week, same time, same place, Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We have more relevant conversations and hot and relevant guests coming your way. Check out the website if you're interested in knowing the upcoming schedule. If you have a show recommendation, is there a topic or an issue near and dear to your heart? Let us know. We love to hear from community members. You can visit www.letstalkamericawithshaynathornton.com, or I'll quickly right now give you the email address that goes straight to us. You'll get your information and opinions, and your voice will be heard. You can email us at letstalkshayna@gmail.com. letstalkshayna@gmail.com. Well, everyone, you know that I love great music as much as I love meaningful conversation. And tonight, the one and only vocalist vocalist based out of Atlanta, Georgia, Vonsail Belcher, will close us out, okay? She's a friend on this show. We had the opportunity to chat with her some time ago. We must have her back on. But she has a powerful and very gifted and unique voice, okay? Stay with us, LTA. We're in your ear. We want to hear from you, okay? Reach out to us, everyone, especially on social media. We do follow back. Have a great week and keep the conversation going. Let's Talk America is real talk for real people. Let's Talk America with your host, Shayna Thornton, is an entity of Padgett & Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2015.
This is Lady Vonsail Belcher, and I am supporting my new single entitled All Right, and you can get it at all social media outlets, CD Baby, iTunes. The name of the single again is All Right. And you may contact me on Facebook, Vonsail Belcher, or my fan page, Lady Vonsail Belcher. All social media outlets, Lady Vonsail Belcher. You can also contact me on my website at LadyVonsailBelcher.com. And today, I am just so elated to be on this broadcast and on this platform that has been there made convenient for me. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Sometimes your will doesn't seem clear to me, and the calling you placed on me doesn't seem to be complete. What your word says I am a chosen generation, yes I am, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that's why I'll stand.
There are times when life gets crazy, and I don't know which way to go, Vonsail. But you know what? There are days when I wanna give up, I wanna throw in the towel, and I wanna let go. But you know I've learned that I should stand. Stand steadfast on what I know. I wish I had a witness here. I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That's why I decided I'm gonna stand.